Exclusive photos, Mexican cartel boss leads organization despite attempts on his life. By Gerald Tony Aranda on March 9, 2021. A regional cartel boss continues to operate his criminal organization in a Mexican border state despite attempts on his life, which killed several of his gunmen and associates. Known in the criminal underworld as El Garo or Gero, Jeronimo Hernandez de la Rosa is a regional boss with the Gulf Cartel who controls the area in and around Cadereyta, Nuevo León. El Garo oversees various interests including smuggling routes and fuel theft. In recent weeks, the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas performed attacks against El Garo to take over their lucrative territories. Despite the attempts on his life, El Garo continues to run the CDG's operations in Cadereyta with the help of corrupt city officials, law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart, Texas. Last month, El Garo was driving an armored black GMC Sierra with Nuevo León license plates PS2216A when gunmen ambushed him. They fired numerous rounds at El Garo's vehicle, but he managed to escape on foot. In the following days, two of El Garo's gunmen died from CDN attacks. In January, Breitbart, Texas reported on how El Garo and his network were using a drug rehab clinic to house Gulf Cartel gunmen. Authorities first learned of that tactic after CDN Los Zetas gunmen carried out a shooting attack there on New Year's Eve. In Cadereyta, the fighting typically occurs with ambushes rather than large-scale shootouts. In March 2020, a group of CDN Los Zetas gunmen shot and killed El Garo's predecessor, Ulises Ramses Lozano, and another crime lord at a cockfight. That attack was led by 19-year-old Ivan Peñita Pena Hernandez, a Gulf Cartel member who switched sides while in prison and tried to take over Ramsey's turf. Months after that attack, Pena died in a shootout outside of a car lot in Cadereyta. Gerald Tony Aranda is a contributing writer for Breitbart, Texas.